Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, October 25th, 2005. Today's message is titled, No Deception. The scripture text, there are two that I use today, both from the letters of Paul to the Corinthians. First, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10, then 2 Corinthians 4, the first part of verse 2. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace to me was not without effect. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the Word of God. I have a file I have kept for many years I call Fluff. It contains appeals that either puff up someone else's personal image or offers methods intended to inflate your own, almost always for a fee. These include embellished resumes, misleading biographical backgrounds, inflated educational attainments, and bogus credentials. My all-time favorite is an appeal I saw many years ago to be an ordained minister and doctor, available through mail order. Out of curiosity and to check the legitimacy of the claim, I filled out the form and sent it in for my dog. Soon, my dog Enoch received a certificate with his new title, Reverend Enoch Weber. It has an embossed gold seal and is actually quite impressive looking. Similar appeals arrive practically every day through the internet. Due to the anonymity of our age and the pressure to succeed, this practice has expanded. As I prepare this message, our own area is embroiled in a controversy in this regard. And it was the front page article in last night's paper. The Apostle Paul makes a simple statement in the daily text regarding his approach. We do not use deception. He acknowledged in an earlier verse that by the grace of God, I am what I am. May God grant us all a sense of worth based upon His love for us and not whatever way we may impress others. A commentary on this renders the meaning of the second verse. We refuse to wear masks and play games. We don't maneuver and manipulate behind the scenes. And we don't twist God's word to suit ourselves. Rather, we keep everything we do and say out in the open, the whole truth on display, so that those who want to can see and judge for themselves in the presence of God. Well, that's the kind of disciple I want to be, and I encourage each reader today, each listener of this podcast, to do likewise. May it be said of us, we do not use deception. Well, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast, this Tuesday morning, prepared here in South Central Pennsylvania. It's a joy to share God's Word with you in a perspective over the internet. The website for this ministry is dailyencouragement.net, and each day I prepare these messages and place them up on the website, email them out, as well as prepare this podcast. My wife assists me, and today she writes a prayer and also has a note that she's excited about. Yesterday she had the privilege of leading a young man to the Lord. He has cocaine addiction. And thus, we welcome any out there that would like to pray that this young man would truly turn to the Lord and find deliverance from this addiction. If you go to the website today, we also have a link to Enoch's full testimony. I've written a story about my dog. It's a dog we got when we first got married and had for about 7 or 9 years, I believe, before he finally died. And also, there is a picture of his ordination certificate I referred to. It doesn't look nearly as nice. I scanned it in as it looks for real, but we'll give you an idea of the type of certificate that he got when he became ordained. Well, have a wonderful day today. Stay encouraged and stay faithful.